This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Beer!
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Hold on, I'm tuning up my guitar. Plug in, Jimmy.
I'm plugged.
Paige, put your levels up.
I'm going to 11.
You ready to jam, fat boy?
Plug's not big enough.
Why?
Oh, we're playing
okay,
guitar.
Hold on.
We're about to get into it.
I think so.
We're about to.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there I am.
Yeah. Ride that bass, Fabbo.
All right, I'm feeling it.
My big green bass.
Yeah. Throw up the horns. All right, here I am on the drums. I play guitar and drums together.
Yeah, you can.
It's first of its kind. Oh, Lord. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Thursday. Celebrating Paige Rejoin Week. This is a good selection.
My favorite White Zombie song.
So good. So good.
Yeah.
All right. This guy has been waiting. I don't feel we owe him any kind of apology because, I mean, he did get free tickets from us earlier when he shouldn't have.
He did lose.
But, you know me and conspiracies, I love them. It's P1 Let's Get Drunk and Screw for a second call today. Holy moly, good morning.
Yeah, well, honestly, when I first called in, I actually was intercepted by you guys on accident, and I got those tickets, so that was pretty sweet. So
It was our interception. You're absolutely right. Now,
let me ask you a question. Yeah. All right, who built Notre Dame?
Okay.
Do you know?
Who built Notre Dame? I don't know. I don't know.
It was the Freemasons. Who'd they build it for?
Quasi-Mode.
Knights Templar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Knights Templar are known for, you know, ancient artifacts and, you know, taking gold and all this crazy stuff, whatever. I'm thinking maybe possibly during the renovation, there was some stuff they were getting close to.
Mm-hmm.
They had to get it out of there. So they went ahead and burned the thing down, went to the catacombs and got rid of it. I don't know what it is, but I believe that's what's going on.
But what would it be? Because, like, you know, again, I love conspiracies. I love history. I don't agree with a lot of the history that's proposed out there, but that doesn't matter.
Right.
I watched that whole Curse of Oak Island bullcrap for like two and a half seasons, thinking they were going to find the gold of the Knights Templar.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whatever's going on over there. What would they be hiding? Is it the Ark of the Covenant?
Well, the thing is, you know, they didn't just take gold and things like that. They took ancient artifacts, you know, things from different cultures and whatnot that may have been powerful items. Who knows? You know, the church wanted to have the power. So to have the power, you have the gold, you have the money, you have the people thinking only about one thing. You erase everything else. Such they're doing. So there's no telling that there could have been, you know, documentation saying that Jesus was a Muslim, or who knows? Maybe the shroud, one of the Holy Grail. There's no telling.
Wow.
Or just a crap load of gold.
What if Jesus was a Shriner?
And his fez was there. It was the fez of Turin.
It's a fez made of pecan nut rolls. Who knows?
Right.
I mean, here's the thing, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because I said when I saw that building burning, I was like, something just struck me as odd. That's got to be a building that is so well protected. And then we started looking at what is the oldest building in the world and all this stuff. And we talked about it, and there was some, talk about how certain things happen and all that. But I still don't understand how civilizations come together and don't worry about their own homes or their own fields or their own farms. They all come together as community to build these grand buildings of municipalities, but also worship.
Mm-hmm.
The fact you could get all these different people together who say, yes, we're going to worship the same entity and build this grand building. Meanwhile, we're living in these awful homes. I just don't understand it. I don't understand it.
Apparently, it was once home to a pagan Roman temple dedicated to Jupiter before Notre Dame, obviously,
really?
Built on the same site.
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But, I mean, you guys remember now, they got $1 billion donated to them. A billion.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Who's getting that money? I mean, that's crazy, man. That's insane that, you know, you got all these churches cost $3 million and we can't pay our teachers down the road. It's insanity.
Oh, you're telling me about it. Let's get drunk and screw. Congratulations on your win again. We have to roll out, but God bless.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys.
God bless. Thank you. Man, that's crazy. That's crazy. I haven't talked to my mama since that happened. I wonder if it bothers my mom. I'm not going to call her, but I wonder if it bothers my mom that church was burning. Probably because it was a church.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, it wasn't a Baptist church. That would affect her more, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Fires happen.
Yeah. Fires happen.
I mean, they just do.
Well, if they didn't, our good firemen around the world wouldn't have jobs. Look at it that way.
A 900-year-old building that's undergoing significant renovations, it's more likely to burn probably at that point.
Yeah. Speaking of my mom, I'll tell you this. I had to, she asked me for something or says something or whatever. Her in her golden years, I try to make it happen. Like, she said, oh, I'm going to go see Kelly Clarkson.
Mm-hmm.
Made that happen. She wanted to go backstage. Couldn't make that happen.
No.
But I inquired about it.
Yeah.
So my mama said to me, she said, Matthew, I've made a decision about something. I was like, oh, Lord, what is it? Is she going to go into some kind of facility, a retirement community kind of thing? She's like, no, I decided I want to get a puppy. And I was like, no.
Awful son.
I am much significantly younger than her, and I have a rough time with a puppy. Just not even just the mobility and getting around part, but just like the patience and the nerves that are involved in a puppy.
Puppy's a lot of work.
Yeah, like... this is my, since a child, it's my first go around from a puppy, like being with a puppy. And I was like, Mommy, first of all, you can't get around like you used to. Secondly, you don't have the patience for it. I know you.
Yeah.
I'd end up getting a third dog then, and I ain't doing it.
Yeah.
She ain't going to ship it to Boston, live with an angel.
They require some cleaning up. I mean, there's going to be accidents will happen with a puppy.
Yeah. Like,
things happen. Things get chewed up. There's a lot of cleaning involved with a puppy.
It takes a minute to realize that when you go and get home and the puppy's so excited to see you, Bear will just whiz everywhere. And it's irritating, but I was like, what a compliment to pay to me.
Yeah.
You're so excited to see me, you just lose control of your body and just go everywhere.
Yep.
What a compliment.
That's the ultimate compliment, isn't it, in a way?
So I told her, I said, if you get anything, it's going to be a fish.
Yeah.
That's about gosh.
Or a cat, which she hates.
She hates cats. Yeah,
she hates
cat. She's terrified of cats.
Well, she passed that on to me. I hate them, too.
Yeah.
Puppies are hard.
Yeah, it's hard for older people who, have whatever health problems they might have. My mom has trouble getting down on the ground to clean stuff up. It's harder for them to get down there and get back up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Among other things. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But the upside is the companionship with the dog, so that might be a sweet thing for her.
I'm going to get her a real doll.
Yeah, but get her an older dog, not a puppy. She can rescue a dog.
Well, yeah. I mean, I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Puppy to that... ratio for sure, but not a puppy for Mary.
Yeah,
it's not easy.
I'm getting a puppy in a few weeks.
What?
Yeah. Another one?
Yeah, I'm getting
Ooh,
a puppy.
What kind?
Oh, Inga's getting a puppy. We're getting a puppy. Me and
another German?
No, it's a
Octoon baby.
Mixed breed dog.
Hey, watch out!
They're the best.
It's
interracial, interspecies dog.
The mom is a chocolate lab and a Rockwilder.
Rockwilder. Good Lord, dude.
Yeah.
What are you grooming this thing to be in a DMX video?
Yeah, and the dad is a Great Dane and as it was told to me, a Cane Corsa.
Well, maybe a decent Dane. You don't know he's great.
No, he's great.
That's a lot of mixes.
Whoa, boy, that's that's wild.
Yeah, Great Dane, Cane Corso, Chocolate Lab.
How big a puppy with your hands?
Oh, they're tiny now. They were I got to wait a few weeks because their eyes aren't, or maybe they're open now, but they weren't open when I first saw them.
Yours used to not ever be.
They were just born like a week or so ago, maybe a little over a week ago.
How will that work with Inga being so huge, your dog, your German Shepherd Inga?
This one's probably going to be bigger than Inga.
Yeah, those are good. Those are big.
You're going to have to add on to the house.
No, we got room for another. We got room for three.
Cool.
Me and two of them.
Well, this is a major announcement.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to be a father again.
I'm going to take Inga to pick out a puppy.
Nine got one. I want one, too.
I heard Nine got one.
Yeah.
We could just knock out two birds with one stone. Mary could move in with you, Jimmy. She could get a puppy and then won't have to live by herself.
That's true. She could have the puppy.
Yeah.
And then I'll do all the cleaning up after because I'm already going to do that anyway.
Can I ride Inga down the hall to the kitchen?
Mm-hmm. The other dog's going to be bigger than Inga.
Yeah, it will be.
Considerably.
Yeah. God. Are you ready for two big dogs?
Absolutely. I mean, I love big dogs.
I do too.
Dogs.
Yeah, those two.
Really? But do you have to worry about Inga like wanting to be playful with the puppy? By the way, girl or boy, did you say?
I'm going to try to get a boy.
You want a boy?
Yeah, get a boy this time, yeah.
Oh.
With Inga.
Yeah, they'll be mates.
They'll be buddies. Yeah. Inga helped me raise it, too. That's the best thing.
Any names floating around yet?
Yep.
That's a big, important part.
Yeah, I'm considering Paws.
Paws.
Mm-hmm. Short for Pazuzu.
Is your dog fixed?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And this fixed. One will be as well.
No breeding in the living room?
I'm going to go get this one's stuff cut right off properly.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yep, yep.
Wow.
Welcome to the family. Going to cut them off for you.
What is Pazuzu?
Pazuzu.
What is that?
It's the.
Is that a new vehicle?
Car King.
Do you know what it is, Paige? Pazuzu?
Is it a type of sushi? Let's play this game. What is Pazuzu?
If anybody knows what Pazuzu is, it should be Fat
Boy. Is it something evil?
Absolutely.
It's got to be food.
It's like
then.
A demon.
Absolutely.
Pazuzu.
It's the demon from The Exorcist, Pazuzu.
Yeah, it is.
What is with you in that stuff?
That's why I looked at you so weird. Like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Like, I snapped or Instagram one a picture of my Leatherface autographed Leatherface mask, and somebody snapped me back. Oh, yeah, it was on Snap and said, "Are you at Nine's house?" I was like, "No, damn it, it's my house." He's not the only one that can have demonic, dark, evil stuff.
You know what you're gonna have for lunch when you go with him? Blood.
It's from
blood on the menu.
Virgin blood.
Ancient Mesopotamian religion. Mesopotamia.
But that's a nod to the movie. I've never heard you being a fan of The Exorcist. Maybe it is a nod to demonology, weirdo.
Well, we just played White Zombie. What about it? That's from Los Exorcistos, though.
She's half Catholic.
It's from the album they called Devil Music.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a good song.
That's a great song.
It's a great song.
And I never hear it, so I thought, well,
Yeah. So, wow, that's a big move. Is that an expensive dog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. There's a point, counterpoint. Paige, who's not getting the dog, says, yes, it is. Nine, who's getting the dog, says, no, it's not.
It's a mixed breed dog. I mean, it's a mutt.
That's politically incorrect.
To keep that dog up is expensive.
Well, yeah, that part is. Yeah, I didn't know
that.
That
is an expensive dog.
Is there any breeding fees?
I don't know about that. I haven't discussed that yet. There might be some kind of, you know, homing fee, adoption fee.
Because you're... radio superstar and entertainer from Tinder, Nine. Will they give you the pick of the litter?
One of them's already gone.
Oh,
but
I would wait for the next batch.
I'm gonna go.
You gonna get one with a crooked leg or something?
Well, I'm gonna let Inga pick it out. Whichever one she likes is the one.
She can go in and pick it up by the back of the neck and carry it away.
She won't do that.
No.
Whichever one, actually not which one she likes, which one she hates the least is the one we'll get.
Oh wow. Wow.
Damn.
Well, congratulations, I guess.
Hey, I'm excited, man. It'll be a few weeks.
God.
Puppies are fun, but messy.
Yeah.
They can be front messy, too.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Oh, yeah.
It
can
I
affect
live it
them
every
in
day.
Both parts.
Yep, yep, not really just butt messy.
Yeah. Appreciate that,
John. I'm going to get two dogs now.
I'm going to get two just to really make you mad.
Oh, that's the funny thing. When I told my mom I was getting a puppy, she goes, no.
Why? Does she have one, your mom?
No, she doesn't have any pets. She doesn't like puppies.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're wild and messy.
Oh, they really are.
She loves Inga, but when Inga was a puppy, my mom couldn't handle her because the dog jumping all up on her and stuff. She had those puppy claws scratching on her.
Biting.
Oh, he comes around at Christmas.
Yeah, she'd chew on her, yeah.
Paige, you got three dogs?
I have two, and they're Eva Sophia, my puppy, is a lot of work, and she's just a thief. She steals things out of my bag.
She stole her wallet.
Yep. She stole my wallet. And last night she took my makeup bag and had it in the backyard. She has this thing about lipstick, so she eats lipstick. So you have to watch every. You can't turn your back on a puppy because they'll steal anything.
Yeah.
And then when we were sleeping, she tore up Whiskey's doggy bed all night long while me and Whiskey were asleep. So
tell me more.
And you mean tear it up like chewing or humping?
No, I'm like
went to town on that lipstick.
Like the bed is just no. She'll lick and eat the lipstick too.
Well, now you have to get another dog. Keep up with the Joneses.
Yeah.
No.
Or the Jimmies.
It'll be great when you see me walking both of them somewhere in public.
They'll be walking you in public.
Nah. Mm-mm.
Get some rollerblades.
We don't allow that.
Show your dominance now.
Would you do that video?
I'm good with dogs.
Put
I'm
a leash on Inga. You put on rollerblades and just let Inga pull you down. I would pay for the videographer for that.
I already had back surgery once. I'm good.
You're the boss. Take charge.
If you own... Boy, how crazy is this? If there's a business in the upstate that does like dog stuff, pet stuff, God, you should sponsor this show right here.
Absolutely.
It's something we all got in common.
We got animals coming out of our ears.
Yeah, gross. That's something. that's crazy. Paige, so far you win with two dogs. Nine's set to tie you here soon, but what are you working on in the Plex? I'm looking for a transition.
Well, a guy on meth says his husband was kidnapped. I'll tell you what happens next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Mm. This is a progressive story. You said his husband.
His husband.
Oh, mm-hmm. Boy.
Yeah, I can't make that up.
All right. We'll find out the details about that and much, much more.
Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Oh, so much news to get to, but first let's start with this. Has your husband been kidnapped or... have you had just too much meth?
Hold on, let me make a call and find out. Make sure he's okay.
You better. Well, let's start with a panicked husband. 48-year-old guy named Victor Hensley was out in Florida last week, and his husband, he didn't know where he was. So then he jumped to a huge conclusion and reported that he had been kidnapped.
Oh, no.
When the cops showed up, they realized that the husband was acting weird, like he was on some drugs, so they asked if... sir, have you taken anything?
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, I'm on meth.
He was on meth?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So apparently he was a little bit paranoid.
Thought you were going to say crack.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Nope. No crack on this story. So the other husband, returned home. His name is Victor. He got home, showed up at the house, and realized there's cops there. Why? And then he confirmed that he hadn't been kidnapped and that he just left the situation to go to the store to grab himself a drink.
But I thought the cops would, I'm sure it varies state by state, city by city, but I thought you had to be missing for 24 hours, unless you're under the age of 18 before they'd file a missing persons.
I don't think they filed a missing persons, right, in this case?
They just came to the situation.
They just called and said, hey, he's missing.
Now, if you call up and say, oh, my God, he's been kidnapped, then they're going to respond and check that out.
Yeah.
Because kidnapping and missing persons, are like if you just disappear, it's missing persons.
That's
but if someone's been kidnapped, that's the actual commission of a crime, taking them against their will kind of
die
thing.
I see. If you're kidnapped.
You're in the imminent danger, so they will respond accordingly.
Why are you yelling at me?
Bloody blank you!
Blank you too!
So as far as Victor getting home and seeing the cops there, and he just saying, no, I was just at the store grabbing a drink, he might have been telling the police a lie too, because he may have been out selling and dealing drugs. So that's
what kind of alert would go out? A glamour alert. That's what it would be.
Oh, well. Cops did search Victor's bag and found 6 hypodermic needles, a pipe, and several bags of meth.
Jeez.
Busted. But he claims it belonged to his husband, but they arrested him, and now he's facing charges for possession and paraphernalia.
Wow.
So I think they need to get their story straight together. Like, okay, if we're going to get really high, we need to figure out where we are. You know, and kind of lock ourselves in a room in case we get paranoid. So we're away from the phone and not calling people, reporting each other missing.
That's not mine. My old man's been muling it around the house all day.
Yeah, remember the guy called 911 that time when he ate the pot brownie and he was like freaking out and seeing all that stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, that was such a good call.
That was great. He thought he's a cop who ate a pot brownie and he called 911 saying he thought he was dying.
I
think I'm dead.
I had a really high fever and I was by myself in California.
Yeah.
And I called 911 because I really thought that I was dying because I was just really that sick.
Hey, dude, 911, what's your emergency?
I'm really, really sick, okay.
I'm sitting here on the beach. What's your problem?
So they did, I was feeling better and I didn't go at that point, but I really felt like I was dying.
Yeah. 911, what's your emergency? California Emergency Systems.
I really thought that I was having a heart attack, but I was just sick.
This white thing in the water with big teeth.
Oh, boy. You live and learn, right?
That's right.
Well, Time Magazine just released their list of the most influential people. And some surprises, some that are not surprising at all. So on the list, these are influential people, either pop culture or politics or whatever, influencing society.
Is this the same thing as social media influencers?
Yeah.
Get you 2 likes on Facebook.
I'm not a social media influencer. So I'll have you know.
We're professionals.
We are professionals.
No.
We are, though.
Don't clump me into people blogging about fashion and people blogging about, oh, it's your new restaurant in town.
We will not attend your party.
Uh-uh. No. I ain't a social media influencer.
No.
I mean, you can pay me to post about your business. I'm not that kind of guy.
No, no.
Put it over.
Adam Matthew.
Go to your party and give it away for free.
No.
Thanks for the invite, though.
Appreciate you.
So be an influential where I said you are influential, Matt Man.
Thank you.
According to this list, because it's leaders, icons, artists, and pioneers. You may fall into all those categories as pioneer, artist, icon, and leader of something.
Well, I'm right proud of what we've done here at this radio station.
So,
did we make the list? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying that.
We made the list of creative loafings.
Don't
poo-poo
on, you know, being influential is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. But this is Time Magazine, so these would be
frou-frou. Yeah, so we wouldn't even be listed. So as far as entertainment, Emilia Clarke, you know, she's Dany Daenerys Targaryen from Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay, that's why I don't know it.
Mother of Dragons?
Mother of Dragons, beautiful woman. All right, Marvel and Disney, Brie Larson, Captain Marvel.
This is not the person as much as it is, like, she's influential because she's made, tell me if I'm wrong, probably made little girls say, yes, you can grow up and be a superhero, too. It's not just the guys.
I think people like the movie, too. But,
so the characters, Captain Marvel should have been like on the cover, not Brie Larson.
Well, she is Captain Marvel, and she's in other things, too.
Yeah.
I mean, could you go to, like, have a drawing or the actual embodiment of the person? I mean,
I've turned my back tonight for those of you not watching the live feed.
I'm a big fan of Brie Larson, man. And she influenced me.
Yeah, she's kind of a badass character in the film.
Okay, so this is hot people then that made the cover.
No.
She happens to be good looking.
Some hot. Well, mostly. I mean,
I'm sure.
Active mostly. On this list. Yeah. Okay, sports, LeBron James, Tiger Woods.
So this list was just made within the past few days because Tiger Woods prior to this, absolutely not.
He would have been on it like 10 years ago and then not for 10 years, but then he won the Masters, so back on the list.
And why LeBron, I mean, obviously he's a great basketball player, but what's his influence? No loyalty to cities?
Not winning this year.
What? He's got a bunch of influence.
He does a lot of good.
He's got a lot of TV shows, too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. He's got his bunch of spinning plates, producing movies and TV shows.
He's got that school in Ohio.
He's on the new 2 Chainz album.
Mm-hmm. I play a part in the 2 Chainz.
Mm-hmm.
Music-wise?
He started a school.
Really? LeBron University?
He opened a school, yeah.
I'll have to get Aunt Becky to get me in.
Yeah.
I'll leave her alone. She suffered enough. Aunt Becky.
I promise school.
Promise?
Miami?
Akron, I think.
Oh. If you want to be an ophthalmologist, head on over.
You think it's the one I was just talking about?
Yeah.
Is it that one?
It's that one. Hmm. Look, I was backing you up on that.
Yeah, he's been a dickhead to me. Mm-hmm. Hey, who else is on the list?
Music-wise, Ariana Grande.
Oh, God.
Why do you hate that little girl?
Yeah.
I don't know why, and it's not some kind of, ooh, I don't like her because she won't be with me. I would quite literally tell her no.
She's a woman now. She's no child.
Don't give a crap.
All right, Taylor Swift, also on the list. Lady Gaga, who she definitely deserves it. I mean, she's done a lot.
I could be with her, but she can't be all wonky looking. I want her as Star Is Born Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
You don't want Crazy Gaga?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man, that's way more fun.
Crazy Gaga's fun. Stone Gaga's too.
Stone Gaga?
Meat Dress Gaga would be way more
oh,
fun.
Oh, no. You'd get some kind of bacteria.
Nah.
Traveling Egg Gaga?
Yeah.
Traveling Egg Gaga. Yes. Carol Channing Gaga was kind of
so
sexy.
Good. Hello, Dolly. All right, so.
hey, the one person that got that reference. Thanks, Paige.
The Korean boy band BTS. I'm not familiar
good
with
God.
Anything that they do, so
all
you
have
to know.
I just found out about them
out
Saturday
that.
Night.
Yeah.
Out of the loop.
In the good Lord, but I mean, if they're that popular, they're influencing somebody. Sadly,
yeah.
What are they singing about? Love,
probably
girls. This is them. What
yeah.
is this song called?
It's called "Boy with Love" featuring Halsey.
She can be bought.
Well, yeah. How much?
That's her and not them, though.
Yeah, I know the song that she does with Travis Barker, and that's good.
Oh yeah. Hmm. Who else is on the list?
Well, we're going to go to the Hollywood randoms with someone that definitely is a force to be reckoned with. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
I agree with that one.
Yeah, he should be way at the top of the list in my book.
I don't know what he's influencing me to do other than to smile more. He smiles. He has a great smile. He's always in the gym. That doesn't influence me.
He's very positive on his social media.
He eats a lot. That's all I take
Codfish.
Away.
Let me ask you a question on that. Too much, when you follow some of these celebrities, when they're all dropping these motivational things all the time and, you know, all these, hey, you can do this. They don't get on your nerves a bit too much.
I love it.
Do? Yeah,
I
mean,
love it.
Wait a minute. You do?
Yeah, I love it. Thanks, great.
I had to unfollow somebody on there because every day it was these words of encouragement and all this stuff. It's like, well, you're a billionaire now, so it's easy for you to be all
you
like
wake
that.
Up happy.
I know. It's easy for you, Dave Ramsey, to tell people to pay their bills.
Right?
I mean, it's a nice thought, and it's good they're using their platform for that, but it becomes annoying because I look through that and I say, you're not that happy. If you're that happy, screw you. I'm jealous of your happiness because life ain't all that way. Yeah. I like the
it's not happy.
I like the screw ups of life.
Yes, they're interesting. And
but when you paint that picture that life is perfect, you're influencing people to think if they have disarray in their life that they're abnormal.
Nobody's like, perfect.
Just like the positivity. That's all the positivity. I enjoy it.
Well, you're being negative right now.
I'm
I feel
negative.
Some negative ions emitting my way.
So also on this list, American Horror Story creator Ryan Murphy. And, next year the episode is going to be 1984 all slasher movie.
That'll be the one I'll watch.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
It's about Orwell? Or it'll be based in the 80s?
In the 80s.
Yeah, that'll be the one I will watch.
Okay.
Yeah, should be good.
So, well, I bet it'll suck then.
Great.
Everybody loved Game of Thrones. Well, if you look at what they're reporting, but you guys, only me and Fatboy watched it in here. But an estimated 54 million people pirated the 8th season that premiered on Sunday. So that includes illegal
sharing
streams,
passwords,
downloads, and torrents.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Everybody watched it.
Yeah, it's going to be action-packed.
When I say everybody, I mean about 7% of humanity watched it.
I'm teetering to the point where I know I said, yeah, I'll go back. Because I've not watched a single episode.
Uh-huh.
And it's getting to the point where I'm inundated with all that stuff around me, Game of Thrones
talk. To the point you don't want to?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I almost want to be the person that's clueless that doesn't know any of the talk.
It's almost like at the point where it's the last, there's only 6 episodes, you can just let it go.
Bend the knee and grab the flicker.
Yeah, right?
Is that their catchphrase?
No.
It's like, you know.
No.
I mean, yeah, you can give it some time. Let this pass.
There's no shortage of stuff to watch.
Yeah.
But there are people like atheists that let you know that they don't watch Game of Thrones and they post about it.
Yeah.
Why? Because they talk about God in it?
No, they're like, you know, atheists go out of their way to make sure you know they don't believe in God.
Yeah, they do.
That's how people that don't watch Game of Thrones are.
Yeah. They're like CrossFitters.
Yeah. Am I the only person that don't watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
And they'll post it.
Oh.
Yeah, you are. And there's like a million other ones too. It's to piss off with it.
Yeah. I mean, what's weird is no matter how popular anything gets, TV show especially, there's still way more people not watching it than watching it.
Mm.
Yeah.
But the reason why I like it is just the characters. Either you love them or hate them.
Or you don't care.
No, but they're just like either vile hatred that you're going to have for these terrible people in this in Game of Thrones, or you're just going to completely love the underdog.
It's like wrestling.
Yeah, kind of. Okay. Kind of like that.
Now I'm into it.
Yeah, you might. Well, there's a new challenge out there that's a little bit ridiculous. It's called the Shell On Challenge on social media. So you got to video yourself eating something that still has its, quote, shell intact. That includes a banana with a peel on it or biting through plastic wrap to eat a sandwich. So whatever you have that you're not going to unwrap, you're just going to eat.
Matt's face right now is the best.
It's just like so completely ridiculous. Yay.
I'm the black girl from the meme throwing her hands up like, what?
What? Why? The banana what? With the peel? The yeah. sandwich with the wrapper?
I might eat a peanut and not shell it.
No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay. I've already done this challenge with corn all the time. The peel stays on.
Yeah. We're going to give people pecans and watch them break all their teeth out.
Oh, no. Man.
Yep.
This is stupid.
So what would happen if you swallowed a pecan whole?
Nothing good. Here, have a walnut, jerk.
Kind of sharp on your intestines.
They make a pecan pie.
You can eat the wrapper and candy bar together. That's really badass. Look what I can do.
What is the chat? Oh, God, Lord.
I mean, the only thing you can do it with is a potato. Which I do that anyway, eat the whole skin.
Oh, yeah, eat the whole potato, man.
But you can't swallow a whole potato, though.
Well, I mean, you bite it, but I'll pick it up in halves. And
oh, you don't have to swallow the banana whole?
No.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
bite
hard.
Into it.
I was going to say only snakes would be able to do these things.
Yes.
I've seen a Dirty Thursday.
I have to dislocate my jaw to do all that.
See if you can do that. I'm not going to, I mean, that would be ridiculous.
The Shell On Challenge. You're going to see some dude out in the pasture biting a cow.
Or eating an entire egg.
Like eating a
shell on.
Yeah, that's rough.
So much wrap would probably, you know, get lost.
You watch. They'll dye the Easter eggs, and then they'll eat them whole.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Instead of an egg, you just eat a live chicken.
Oh, boy. No.
Paws now makes poos.
Pazuzu?
It's your dog.
And lastly, we have a list of the most common DIY strategy for millennials. What do people do when things break or they don't know the answer to? According to this, at 45%, what they do is they call their dad. That's their first move is go to daddy to help them.
That's
kind of sweet. And about 35% will actually fix it themselves. And then 20% will call a professional. So if it breaks, it's like, daddy, I need you to come and fix my car.
Aha, nobody in this room's doing
that. I know. I'm sitting there like having an old moment. Like, oh, my child will call me one day. And I'm like, oh, who am I going to call then? Sarah, can you get me heaven? Sarah, get me not Mountain Pilot this time. Give me heaven.
Then you go all the way up. Yeah. That's funny. You know what gets me about, you said millennial there, what gets me about millennials is that people still think that millennials are the same age they were 10, 15 years ago.
Oh, yeah, they never grow up.
Yeah, like you say millennial and you still think about people who are like 18, 20 years old, but nah, they're older than that.
But do you honestly think that people have changed so much throughout the years? I mean, if I had a dad, I would call my dad first.
Depends on what the problem was.
Yeah. You know, if you had something like...
I mean, if you've missed your period for 6 days, you're not calling your dad.
Yeah.
No. I'm not calling my mom.
You call
either.
Ann.
If I missed my period for 6 days, I'm okay.
Call the FOF line.
For a month, I'm going to a doctor.
Yeah.
But
the FOF line.
Yes. It's a miracle, baby. There's another coming of Christ if I'm pregnant.
Oh, man.
But...
Oh, okay. That's... woo! But,
I mean, truly.
Yeah. That's that conversation I was having with my neighbor the other day. He says, my kids don't come to see me much, but if they need something, they remember exactly where I live.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, think about when you first moved out and you had either your mom or, would you call your mom for something?
Which time when I moved out?
Because I know if I needed something and I knew my mother knew what to do, I'd say, look, what happens if something happens in the kitchen and you need a recipe for just your baking doesn't come out, would you call your mom or dad? I mean, but there are things that your parents they will help you with first. So what I'm getting at is people haven't really changed throughout years. They're going to call the people that they know that can help give them the advice first.
I think the major issue is people are so full of themselves, they don't want to admit to anybody else they don't know how to do it, so they can secretly just look it up on Google and Alexa and all that stuff, and then they learn how to do it, but the conversation's cut off.
Yeah.
Don't need them anymore. I got all the answers at my fingertips.
Yeah. But, if you're trying to bake a cake and it doesn't turn out right, you don't have to call your mom or your dad and complain about it. You just try again and figure it out. That's the way.
Or sue Betty Crocker.
Well, that's just something. Cooking or
Steve Stover.
If something you needed fixed. Like, my taillight's out and I don't know how to put it in. Which was a true scenario.
I believe you. Yes.
with my little foreign car. So if I had a dad, I'd ask my dad to do it instead of paying somebody else if he could have done that. Yeah. Definitely. But I paid someone else to do it.
Hmm.
So I wish I had a dad.
I mean,
that was heartbreaking, Paige.
Why?
Even if your dad's like Richard Childress, it's still easier to YouTube it and then do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the convenience, absolutely.
Yeah.
But also, it's like that commercial where the kid's outside practicing soccer at like 3 in the morning. And mom is standing by the light switch. And she says, Alexa, turn on the backyard lights. It's like, you lazy bitch.
Really? Turn on the light. Flip the switch.
Good Lord. You're teaching her laziness.
Mm-hmm.
Aw. Oh, okay. I thought that was the one where you adopt a parent and the dad disappears because he's not there.
No, that was an SNL sketch, wasn't it?
I believe so.
Yeah, okay.
Life is hard.
I'm sorry for calling her a bitch, but I think that was awful.
It's tough.
Yeah.
I'd call the dad a bitch, too, if it were him.
Flip the switch.
Yeah.
Turn the light, old-fashioned way, turn the lights on. Still works.
Watch the commercial. She's standing by a light switch. Leans over to talk to Alexa to turn the lights on.
Was that the ad council? Flip the switch, bitch.
As lazy as we need to be is the TV remote, all right?
Yeah.
We don't need to be lazier than that.
That's true.
You said it, Jimmy.
All right.
Though I do have a remote-controlled fan at my house, and I love that
thing. I have one of them, too.
It's great. I do.
It has the three levels on it?
There's like 5 settings.
Oh, Jesus. Whoa. Mine's only got 3.
He's got a dimmer on his fan, too.
I went all out at Walmart that day.
That thing's going to get going so fast, going to pull your roof right off.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
Oh,
it's one of those upright fans that I can't figure out how it works.
Oh, wow. Too high tech. All right. Well, Rise Guys Headlines, stopped by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and that's your Rise Guys Headlines.
Take that thing down to the Everglades and look for some gators.
Yeah.
All right, we can take a break, come back, more Rise Guys right after this.
Rock at work. A 93-minute rock block begins at 10 this morning. Now, more of the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 Planet Rocks.
I'm thinking everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, tweeted, Snapchatted, all that. By the way, how about an update on Tinder tomorrow morning?
All right. If you want
the situation's going, if you want to.
Kind of forgot it's on the phone.
I'll tell you. Oh.
Obviously not well.
The first time it will ever be played, and likely the last, tomorrow for the first time ever, Stoner Boner Jeopardy.
Oh,
Fat Boy
yeah.
versus 9 for all the marbles, plus more NHRA 4-wide tickets.
Yep. Z-Max Dragway, a week from Saturday.
Don't forget that FOF line. We'll play all this week's compilation, 864-241-4318. Paige going to rock you at work next. Fat Boy, 5 a.m., Rise Guys Rewind. We'll all go live at 6. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Tickle it, guys. It is good.
Don't touch that dial. I just want to find a little. Ow!
The man said not to touch it.
Can I just hover my finger there just a little while?
Ooh, can you hear what the man said?
A 93-minute rock block is coming up next on 93.3. The Planet
that
Rock.
Baby's can't back. Get
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.